Venus the Bright Falcon. There lives an old man. His wife has died. He has got three daughters. The old man wants to take on a servant girl. She can help with the housework. But his youngest daughter, Maryushka, says, "Father, I'll help with the housework. Don't take on a servant girl." So, his daughter, Maryushka, begins taking care of the house, and she's a fine housekeeper. There's nothing she can't do. Her father loves Maryushka very much. He's happy. He has got such a clever and hard-working daughter. And how lovely she is. But her two sisters are ugly and lazy. They spend all day putting on new clothes. They try to look better than they really are. The old man wants to go to the market. He asks his daughters, "What do you want, dear daughters? What can I buy for you?" "Buy us each a scarf," say the two elder daughters, "gold and with big flowers on it." But his youngest daughter, Maryushka, stands silent. So the father asks her, "And what would you like, Maryushka?" "Dear father, buy me a feather of Finist the Bright Falcon." The old man comes back with the scarves, but he didn't find the feather. After a while, the man goes to the market again. "Well, daughters, what do you want? What can I buy for you?" he says. And the two elder daughters say, "Buy each of us a pair of silver shoes." But Maryushka says again, "Dear father, buy me a feather of Finist the Bright Falcon." The old man walks around the market and buys the shoes, but the feather he can't find, and so he comes back without it. He goes to the market for the third time. His elder daughters ask him, "Father, buy us each a new dress." But Maryushka says again, "Dear father, buy me a feather of Finist the Bright Falcon." The father walks around the market, but still no feather. So he goes home and he meets a little old man. "Good day, grandfather." "Good day to you, my dear man. Where are you going?" "Back to my village, grandfather, and I don't know what to do. My youngest daughter asks me to buy her a feather of Finist the Bright Falcon, but I haven't found it." "I have got the feather you need. It is a magic one. But I see you are a good man, so you can have it." The little old man takes out the feather and gives it to the girl's father. It looks quite ordinary. So the man goes home. He thinks, "Why does my Maryushka want it so much?" The old man comes home and gives the presents to his daughters. The two elder daughters try on their new dresses. They laugh at Maryushka. "Silly you are. Put your feather into your hair."